podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So I'm looking at this note that we received from Andrea, and it's just so interesting on a couple of different levels. First of all, she even references in her note about how we've talked many times about first dates because we find them to be fascinating. And all of us on the show love it when we go out and we see people at another table who are on a first date. I just went through this just a few weeks ago out with some friends, and we saw a Match.com date take place at the table near us. In fact, I even went in to pee at one point. We're out on a patio out in Belmar, Emily, you know that area. So I got, and when I went inside, the date had ended, this guy's date, and he was standing there waiting for something. So I went up and quizzed him. I go, I've got to know, we were talking about you. Was this a first date? He goes, yeah. I go, was it Match? He goes, yeah.
How did it go?
I asked him, I said, so how was it? And he said, I think we'll be friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well. But it was funny because my friend and I are sitting there and we're trying to gauge their body language. And my friend, she would say, well, look, he's leaning towards her. So that means that's a good
sign. He's interested. Yeah.
Body language is huge, you guys.
I know. It's kind of funny, right? So anyway, so here's this note from Andrea. She goes, Dom, you guys were talking about first dates and about how awkward they are. So here's my question for you. I'm 27 and I met a guy online. We've chatted a couple of times and finally decided to meet somewhere. When I asked him where, he said, how about Chuck E. Cheese?
Huh?
And he was serious. Andrea writes, so now I can't tell if it's a cute idea or a creepy idea. Neither one of us has kids. Should I just go and have fun, or is this already a red flag? That is one of my favorite emails of
that's
last
pretty
month.
Darn good, because yeah, she's totally right. That could go drastically either way.
Yeah.
Super duper creepy. Let's go hang out with a bunch of little kids.
Or is it just funny?
Or really, it's kind of cute if you stand back and look at it.
Right, because you could, you know, the whack-a-mole and skee-ball. And,
get some,
you know,
pizza.
They do serve beer and boxed wine at Chuck E. Cheese now, so there's that.
So what are you telling Andrea? Just go for it?
I say you go for it.
I totally get the creep level, though.
Collect some tickets.
I understand that. Yeah, go. But, I mean, but dear God, I hope they go to, like, an adult place afterwards, you know?
Nope. They're going to one of those trampoline places after.
Jump Street.
Jump Street, yeah.
I say go, of course. I bet they're going to tell their kids one day.
It could be a great story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, there you go. Mm-hmm. Great story.
Yeah, it's adorable.
So here's what we're going to ask this morning, because, you know, we love to open things up and chat with you and fill up the phone lines at 303-631-1MIX. What was your most memorable first date in terms of location? And we're going to start with Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi, good morning.
So where'd you go?
We went flying. I was working at the Air Force Academy. I was young and impressionable as a secretary there. And one of the mechanics, who also had a pilot's license, said, hey, how'd you like to go flying then? So he rented an airplane and we flew all over Colorado Springs.
That's awesome.
That is way cool,
that
Laura.
Is hot.
You want to see my jet?
No. Did he wear deal. Those Top Gun glasses, the aviators?
Yep.
Yes, girl.
Let me ask you, did you end up with this guy?
No, we stayed together for a long time, but that same adventurous spirit was kind of what drove us apart, because he liked to fly all over the place, all over the world.
Oh, okay.
You want to settle down.
Well, look, I think that's a great story. I'm glad you have that.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
And you too.
Okay, bye now. So there you go. That's
pretty good.
Cool. That's a great start. Here's Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
Fun location for first date.
So it was actually my first date ever.
Okay.
I was about 15 years old. And I had been saving up money. You know, I worked in the Great South Bay in Long Island, just collecting clams, selling those, that kind of gig. I saved up enough money and got enough courage to finally ask this girl out. So she says yes, and I take her into downtown Manhattan and took her to a restaurant called the Hawaii Kai, which I don't believe is there anymore. But it's like this huge
Jason, go ahead. We need the Reader's Digest version. Where'd you go?
All right. Bottom line is, after the dinner, she thought it was over, but then I took her to the Winter Garden Theater, and saw cats with her.
Oh, cats. Huh?
All right. So your first date is a nice restaurant, and then you went to a show on Broadway. Mm-hmm.
At 15.
Absolutely.
All right. Now that is a winner.
Pretty
right
good.
There. Tell me that she was impressed.
You know, she was impressed, but the problem was I couldn't outdo myself after that.
You set the bar too high? You're funny. Jason, thanks for being on the show.
All right. Hey, you take care, guys.
Appreciate you listening. That's pretty good. Here's Shy. Good morning, Shy.
Good morning.
So what about that first date?
Well, our first date wasn't a memorable location, but we actually had a water balloon fight. So we each went to the park with 100 water balloons, and we had a fight for about an hour. It was pretty awesome.
That's very unique. That's
Who suggested that?
Whose idea?
I actually did. I thought it would be fun.
And he was on board, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, white t-shirt.
Yeah, hello. She's like, I'll wear a white t-shirt. It'll be really fun.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.